This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Walt Disney Company continues its trend of doubling down on its intellectual property. Following in the footsteps of Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, and many others, the live-action version of The Little Mermaid opens today. Best guesses are that it's going to do more than $100 million in box office over the holiday weekend. But the movie industry isn't the only sector in this economy getting ready for the film. The mermaid industry is gearing up, too, and it's hoping to make boatloads of money along the way. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is our in-house expert.
Yes, I am a certified mermaid, which is a real certification you can get. You have to take an online class, learn to hold your breath for extended periods of time, swim underwater with your feet bound up in a monofin and your legs bound up in a tail, and try to look good doing it.
It is exceedingly hard when you see these photos of people with their eyes open and smiling.
Jonas Ferberg is the co-owner of Blue Planet Scuba here in Washington, D.C.
You essentially have to just allow the water into your nose and your sinuses and be totally okay with it.
I took my mermaid classes with one of Blue Planet's instructors, learning to do flips and turns and blow bubble kisses. They teach freediving, too.
When you take that last breath, start from your belly, fill that belly up first.
On this day, the shop is offering diving and mermaiding classes at an indoor pool. Ferberg says they have two mermaid instructors on staff, and they're training more ahead of an expected surge in interest because of The Little Mermaid, especially among kids.
And so we're already looking into figuring out how we can stock up on smaller monofins and smaller tails to rent to any kids who want to go ahead and do the certification.
That mermaid certification comes from the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, commonly known as PADI. It's one of several groups that offers formal mermaid training, although that isn't required. While mermaiding as a sport has been popular in China since about 2019, PADI started offering the certification here in the U.S. in 2021, and it's been more popular than even they imagined.
We've seen over a 400% increase in the last year alone from mermaiding. We can't keep up with demand.
Julie Anderson is the global director of brand for PADI and a certified mermaid herself.
We are making instructors as fast as possible. We're making instructor trainers so they can train instructors as fast as possible.
After the movie comes out?
Honestly, I can't even imagine what the numbers are going to be, but I keep saying to everyone at PADI, brace yourselves.
Anderson says many people in the diving community started out skeptical of what's effectively underwater cosplay, but they quickly realized people will pay a lot of money to become their own version of Ariel.
Estimates put the global mermaid tail industry alone at almost $150 million right now. And in the next couple of years, it is estimated to be at least $220 million.
Then there's the cost of classes, you know, so you don't drown flopping around in a mermaid tail. Plus underwater cameras that catch the dives in just the right light, which can help professional mermaids make money off their social media posts.
Let me know when you're ready.
24-year-old Andy Vargas, a.k.a. Merman Andy, is one such mer influencer. He won the 2022 King of the Seas competition and is featured in a new Netflix docuseries about mermaiding. He has a day job as a professor of vocal music, but also performs as a merman and has a partnership with the mermaid tail company called Mertailor.
I think I've accumulated just in total about $18,000 between all the gigs, all of the commissions that I've gotten from selling these tails from these tail makers.
But he's probably spent that much on gear and trips to get to where he is today.
So I've probably just about broke even where I'm at right now.
The vast majority of mer people are hobbyists and don't make any money. They meet up in local groups they call pods to take pictures and just have fun. They, too, often drop thousands of dollars on classes, travel mermaid experiences, accessories like crowns and faux seashell tops, and, of course, those tails, which can easily cost $5,000 to $10,000 or even more. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.